Welcome back to our series on the topic of how to get through your first semester on campus, where veteran students are here to talk about everything you need to know to survive. If you're new at HHU, getting food can be challenging if you're not familiar with the campus. Today I am joined by Feli and Max. They are here to help you to get a head start on where to get good food on campus. Feli is a student of linguistics and currently in the fifth semester. Her preferred place to eat is the so-called cafete. Our second guest is Max, a literature student who has been on campus for a few years now. He likes to eat at the Mensa, and he will tell us why. So have a seat, grab a pen and paper, and listen up.
One of the reasons I like the Mensa is the wide selection of food you can get there. It ranges from salads up to Asian food, and you can get even further variety through the Vita, a higher quality version of the Mensa.
You have a lot of variety in the cafete as well, and especially concerning drinks and snacks, the variety is a lot wider than the Mensa.
But you have to admit the cafete offers little variety concerning warm meals. It only has one or two options each day, so I think the Mensa would be a better choice for warm food.
That's true, but most students prefer to eat cold meals on campus and eat warm at home in the evening.
And I don't really like the atmosphere of the cafete. You have very few places to sit, and because of its proximity to the lecture halls, you don't have the feeling of getting away from studying and from campus, at least for a little bit of time.
In that aspect, it is an advantage for the Mensa that it's further away from the lecture rooms. But on the other hand, you don't have enough time to go to the Mensa if you have only a small break, because the way there takes way longer.
But the cafete can be quite time-consuming too. Sometimes there's a very long queue, and waiting there can take a rather long time. And some of the food may even be out of stock quite early.
You're right, I think the time kind of cancels each other out, because you have a longer wait in the cafete but a longer walk to the Mensa.
At least you're guaranteed to have a seat in the Mensa because of the huge number of tables available.
But a high number of seats also means that it's very loud and crowded in the Mensa, which isn't very nice if you're trying to eat.
A handy aspect I like a lot about the Mensa is that you can look up the menu of the day on the internet and see if there's something for you.
It's true, but you usually also know what the cafete is going to offer each day, because the majority of food is the same each day. Another point against the Mensa is that it's partially only payable with a Mensa card, which can be quite hard to acquire if you're new on campus.
At least you get a student discount through the Mensa card, which makes the Mensa less expensive than the cafete.
The cafete is a little more expensive, but the food there is also healthier and fresher, and they have more vegetarian options. If that's a priority for you, you should be willing to pay a little more for your food.
Thank you, Feli and Max, for sharing your opinions in this interesting discussion. I'm sure there's lots more you could say about this, but I'm afraid we're out of time for now. There are a lot of different reasons to go to either the cafete or the Mensa. It depends on what you like to eat. The cafete is the better option for cold food, snacks and drinks for in-between classes. The Mensa, however, offers a variety of warm foods and is suitable for meeting up with friends during longer breaks. You should probably give it a try and see what you prefer. This concludes our podcast for today. Tune in next week when we talk about procrastination during finals and what you can do about it. See you next week!